morning. Please grab your Bibles as we go through Psalm 84 this morning. In this period, there were three celebrations, Feast of the Lord, that the people of Israel would follow and travel to Jerusalem for, so they could be near the presence of God in the temple. Many feel in this psalm that the psalmist was unable to make one of the pilgrimages. And as we go through his words, you can feel his longing to be there, not so much for the feast celebration itself, but just missing the chance to be near the presence of God in his temple. As we go through these words, I just ask that you think about how blessed we are that through Christ Jesus, we can now come boldly before the presence of God wherever we are at. So join me now as we read Psalm 84. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. My soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. The bird also has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, how blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. How blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. Please be seated as we continue to worship.
those robes of holiness, Lord, those robes of righteousness. And now, God, I pray that our decisions and that our very lives would reflect that, Father, that we'd be those that are set apart, Father, just desiring to serve you and to glorify you.
Thank you.
worship you, to serve you, and to sing to you well, Father. We thank you for that. Let's all stand together.